Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 12th of September, recording at 9:35 p.m., and that's still British Summer Time. Now, you're probably getting tired of hearing about Syria, and is the Obama administration's strike on or off again? And I'm also getting tired of reading about it and talking about it, but it has been important to the extent that first it caused markets to fall, and for short position, or the prospect of a military strike caused markets to fall, and also caused a fair number of people to put short positions on. And then over the last week, we have had short covering, have some money flowing back in, and really quite a sharp rally. Net result of that is that we have gone from a short-term oversold condition for stock markets to a short-term overbought condition in most instances. Now, it would be tempting to say that stock markets are just going to pause and consolidate this move to the upside before going higher. And I wouldn't rule that possibility out, but the reminder that makes me a little bit more cautious is that valuations are now on the higher side in most instances, and certainly on Wall Street. And additionally, we have the uncertainty over whether the QE tapering program is going to be announced as commencing next week. I think it's on the 17th. So there's a lot of uncertainty here, and I think that's going to keep investors a little bit edgy in here. And we have certainly seen a number of choppy markets in recent weeks. There's been nothing new about that in recent years, but if anything, they've become even more choppy as the valuations went up and markets became overextended with a lot of peaks in May, as you know. So, okay, what actually happened here today? Well, in stock markets, they were, for the most part, a bit quiet. But some of the resources markets came lower, including Mexico. That was down 2% here today. I should mention Wall Street. Wall Street closed with very small declines on average over the indices of about 0.25%. And it was down pretty much most of the day. European markets, having mentioned some little bit of selling pressure in the resources markets. Canada down nearly 1%, Mexico down nearly 2%, and Brazil, which has been quite strong over the last month and more, after its appalling underperformance for a lengthy period, Brazil only came down 0.5% in here today, though. Now, in the European markets, mixed picture, but a few more down than up overall, but we're really talking about small percentage changes here generally, nothing remotely close to dynamics. In the Asia Pacific sector, Japan, 0.25% lower, a little more on the topics. And the China indices, though, were steady here. The Shanghai Composite up 0.64%. So that's continuing to push higher here overall. And Australia, a fraction higher. We had some of the ASEAN indices that have been rallying sharply recently. Again, some short covering there for sure. But Thailand was down nearly 1% today. Philippines down a third of a percent. Okay, in long-dated government bond markets, the yields have come off a little bit here today also. And the action that we're seeing in these markets is I'm talking now about the bond markets and also the commodities, which I'm about to go on to, is consistent with a view that we're not going to see any major military action here in the near term, and I would certainly agree that agree with that point. Now, so slight easing in the bond yields. In currencies, that's so after some softness by the dollar in recent days, you got a little bit of firming in here, and that's pulled the Australian dollar back to 0.9275. The euro slipped just a fraction to just under the 133 level, and similarly sterling just down a fraction as it's approaching the 158. But very small moves in the currencies. I noticed the Indian rupee, which had been rallying after its climactic sell-off, certainly paused in here today. And I forgot to mention that among the stock markets, India, which had certainly surprised me by rallying very swiftly in its range back up towards the higher side, getting up close to 20,000 on the Sensex index, fell back 1% in here today. So still very much locked in that volatile ranging phase. But let me get back now to the more interesting developments that have occurred today. We did have some momentum buying and also some bolt hole buying in anticipation of the Obama administration military strike against Syria, some buying in the precious metals. And that has been unraveling in the last few days. And today is getting quite interesting because we're seeing at least the beginnings of some climactic action. And the silver market is the best example of that. It's still trading after hours, but it's currently down $1.35 today. That pulls it back to $21.82. The very short-term stochastics indicators, which you can get in our chart library, of course, they are oversold now for silver and also for gold. And gold is currently trading down nearly $44.50 here. That's bullion at $1,321. Platinum also had a fairly hefty hit, not so much as gold, but it's down nearly $31 to $1,442 and change. Palladium was actually up a fraction. But I said this is the most interesting development on the day, because we now have, as I say, these short-term oversold conditions in the precious metals. But when you're getting climactic selling like that, it's a frightening time. And if you do go in, one wants to go in very lightly. But that's my thinking, that this is the latter stages of this decline. Again, you need to only buy lightly and incrementally if you wish to participate at all. And it's a little bit of an unnerving process. You know, the less unnerving process is buying something that's on a momentum move and still in form and isn't getting overextended on the upside. The contracyclical buying is usually more buying on weakness and against the background of an oversold indicator is often more rewarding, but it can be stressful until it becomes rewarding, is the point I'm trying to make in here right now. Elsewhere in these commodity markets, grain and bean complex, it's fairly quiet, nothing much evident there. And we have the crude oil, which had come down earlier in the week, picked up here today. The WTI is back up to 108.72, and the Brent up $1.40 back to 112.90, 112.90. Now, that's a little bit of a headwind here still for the global economy. And so clearly people have not fully changed their positions regarding the unrest that we've been seeing in the Middle East, and that's certainly understandable. Industrial metals, mostly a little bit easier in here today, and I notice New York Copper has fallen back, and that's down to 320 cents. Okay, main points. Again, just quickest review, but any military strike in the Middle East by the U.S. is off the table here for at least the short term. We do, however, have the decision on tapering coming up next week, and stock markets have gone from that oversold to back to a short-term overbought condition. Precious metals going from an overbought condition back to an oversold condition. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.